Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend, Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, back on the show. Bill is the chief economist for the National Federation of Independent Business, NFIB. His index of small business optimism is legendary. It's the gold standard in the galaxy for polling small business owners and finding out what they've got going on out on Main Street. And it's been a labor of disappointment in terms of the results for about 7 or 8 years, hasn't it, Bill? Welcome back.
It certainly has, unfortunately. And, I think we tried and tried and tried, but we got no help from our government. And we got a lot of discouragement and a lot of uncertainty. And, you know, if you think back and compare this to the last time we had a 10% unemployment rate, which was back in 80-82, and look at the huge expansion we had 1983 to 1990.
Right.
And the economic policies that were in place then versus the economic policies that we had under the Obama administration, you can see why nothing happened.
Well, every time a business, I wrote a column, my column about a month ago was a letter to the president. And what I said to him was in the column, and I identified the reasons for my comments for my letter, was primarily that a recovery is not an expansion.
Right.
You know, we need to get to the expansion level. A recovery is just barely a step above recession.
Right.
And that here we're in a permanent recovery mode. That's nothing to be proud of. That's a failure. After
right.
7 years, that's an abject failure. And he's out here taking victory laps over how the economy's going.
But well, let me tell you,
he actually said the thing that prompted the letter was he said for essentially every economic measure out there, we're better off today than we were when I took office.
Yeah, well, that's not hard.
Right. Right.
I mean, well, let me tell you what the NFIB survey says. If you put it in perspective, of course, the optimism index only went up 0.1 points from June to July, so that's like no change.
Mm-hmm.
But so I was looking at the patterns of the data, and here's the index has 10 components in it, like hiring plans and capital spending plans, inventory investment plans, some expectations, and you know a list of things. 7 of those components peaked in January of 2015. 3 others peaked in April of 2015. The only one that hasn't peaked, that didn't peak until this year, was the job openings number. So 9 out of 10 of the components basically peaked in late 14 and early 15, and we caught them in our January and April survey. So since then, we've been declining. So
we're going back downhill, going the wrong way.
Yeah, going back downhill. I mean, so that was the peak in the recovery, and now, you know, I mean, it could reverse, but now we've had a couple of years to reinforce the fact that that was the peak, and we just haven't gotten better again. And that's really unfortunate.
What's sad, Bill, is that they really can't see, either they can't see that the policies that they have and the rhetoric they're using is demoralizing and is depressing. Job creators and business creators, or they believe it and they don't care.
Yeah, well, I think that's the deal. I think they understand, but they have a set of goals that they're trying to accomplish. And so what if it slows the economy down and prevents a good expansion? And you know, they want to accomplish their goal, which is you know, increase the government control of what's going on in the economy, make sure that you deal with global warming, make sure that everybody has their version of health care, make sure Everybody has free child care.
Do you think their goal, and it'll be the same when Hillary gets, if she gets in office, you think their goal is to make people believe that this is, to have this hang on so long that it becomes our real normal, and we got a new generation coming along, and this is all they know is our normal? Just like Europe, you know, Europe is, keeps getting saddled with more regulations and more taxes and more socialism, and they've come to believe that 10% unemployment and 2% growth forever and ever is the norm. You think that's what they're trying to do?
Well, it could be. Eurosclerosis, you know, if you get rid of the complainers, if us old guys and gals die off.
Enough funerals.
Right. Then the young people won't know.
Yeah. Well, I've got my voice, and I know you've got your voice, and I'm not planning on shuffling off this mortal coil for a while. I'm going to keep sounding off. Quick break. We're going to get into the details of the index, the NFIB index of small business optimism after these messages. 22. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.